The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is John Ivey for the North Carolina Reading Service, and this is Sports Illustrated for Kids. For the next half hour, I'll be reading to you from the November-December issue of Sports Illustrated for Kids. And we're going to go to page 8, and Who's Who in Sports, second line. Patrick Cantlay. By winning the 2021 FedEx Cup, Cantlay earned $15 million. He entered the three-tournament playoff as the number 3 seed and won the final two events to clinch the title. He then played in the Ryder Cup in September, going 3-0-1 in his matches as the United States routed Europe 19-9. His height is 6 feet. His weight is 190 pounds. He was born March 17, 1992, in his hometown, Long Beach, California. Did you know, though, the Ryder Cup was originally contested by Great Britain and the United States players from continent Europe were first included in the 1979 competition? Justin Herbert, Los Angeles Chargers quarterback. His height is 6'6". His weight is 237 pounds. He was born March 10, 1998, in his hometown, Eugene, Oregon. The sixth pick in the 2020 draft, Herbert was named the Offensive Rookie of the Year after throwing for 4,336 yards and a rookie record 31 touchdowns. This year, he threw for 1,576 yards through 5 games as the Chargers started 4-1. Herbert starred in college at Oregon, where he was the 2020 Rose Bowl Offensive MVP. Did you know? The rookie TD record Herbert broke had been held by Baker Mayfield, who threw for 27 in 2018. And finally, we have Daniil Medvedev, ATP Tour. His height is 6'6". His weight is 182 pounds. He was born February 11, 1996, in his hometown, Moscow, Russia. After losing in the finals of the 2020 Australian Open, Medvedev won his first career Grand Slam by defeating Novak Djokovic at the United States Open. Medvedev has spent most of 2021 ranked number 2 in the world. He has 13 career titles and winnings of more than $19 million. Did you know, though, that had Djokovic won the Open, he would have been the second men's player to win all 4 Grand Slam events in the same year? The only man who has done it in the Open era is Rod Laver, and he did it in 1969. What if old-time hockey at the polar extremes, a variation of newt ball played on ice skates, emerges? Of course, to create a modern-day Pangea, we can't really ignore science. The problem with imagining New York bordering Morocco is we picture those places as they exist today. The modern differences between the verdant northeastern United States and North Africa have everything to do with where the continents drifted after they split apart. As much as any cultural factor, the best predictor of a country's favorite sport is its latitude on the globe. The 60th parallel north passes through the 4 countries with all-time most Olympic ice hockey medals, Canada, Russia, Sweden, and the United States, but all those millions of years ago, much of Earth's land was bunched up along the equator. So break out the sunscreen. North America, Africa, and Western Europe converge on one big continuous mega Florida complete with mega alligators. Actually, ancient Pangaea's fresh waters were dominated by temnospondylae, basically salamanders that could grow to twice the size of a human being. Speaking of the prehistoric creatures, many of the animals of Pangaea were considered cosmopolitan, meaning they existed all over the world. That's one of the reasons scientists even know that supercontinent existed. Fossilized remains of the same creature from that period show up in places that are now oceans apart. In our modern-day Pangaea, sports would be more cosmopolitan, too. Ironically, soccer now enjoyed global popularity due to the isolation of the British Isles. The English developed naval capabilities faster, leading to an empire that spread their language and culture far and wide. But in this hypothetical modern supercontinent, sports spread outward from the tropical middle. Sports that can be played indoors, like basketball, take precedence in areas with lots of sun and not much water. Multi-terrain bicycle races like the Tour de France become a hit in vast central mountain ranges. Nobody has even heard of hockey. Maybe a different planet, however, requires different sports. Many of today's games develop thanks to geographical isolation. Spread all over the world, rugby mutated into both soccer and American football. Even within the same game, styles differ widely. The frenetic tiki-taki movement of Spanish soccer, the balletic skating of a Russian hockey, the complicated windups of Japanese pitching, etc. Does the existence of supercontinent imply a super sport? Small world after all. We know that Center Stadium is not located at the literal center of Earth. Depending on how you define it, the center of Earth could be on the icy South Pole or somewhere adrift in the one ocean on the dark side of our world. Center Stadium may not even be at the center of Pangaea. That would more accurately be on Roma, the Great Lake City to the northwest. But from the southern base of the Great Mountains to the northern edge of the lower desert, people have flocked for thousands of years to Center Stadium, the cultural heart of our world's fertile crescent, to watch Nootball. Nobody knows exactly when Nootball began, but it's easy to guess where it got its name. From the massive freshwater amphibians of our great landmass, revered by our ancestors for hunting on land, unlike the terrifying creatures of the one ocean. Like all sports, Nootball began partly as a war game and partly as a religious ritual, meant to thank the gods for placing us on the great landmass with the newts and not on an island surrounded by the hostile sea. Ironically, the last four Nootball World Cups have been won by one of the island nations where the sport is more popular than ever. The object of the game is simple. Take the newt ball, no longer made out of lizard skins, thanks to synthetic materials, into the opposing team's zone and deposit in their pond. Tactics and positions have evolved over time, but the basic game has remained amazingly static. That's why most commentators on Entertainment and Sports Pangaea Network, ESPN, doubt that Tom Brady's record of 3,442 plunks will ever be broken. For nearly 500 years, the Super Newt League, based out of Pangaea's Equatorial Population Center, Megalopolis City, had been the gold standard for the game. In recent history, however, smaller leagues have popped up on the northern Sino Peninsula and the far east Persian Islands. The champions of those smaller leagues have begun to petition for entrance into the Super League, and soon travel infrastructure may soon unite Pangaea into a single 96-team table. As we look to the future, of course, the sport's influence can be seen everywhere. The United Nations proposal for a second artificial continent built in the one ocean included plans, even at its earlier stages, for a massive Nootball arena. Even our planet's burgeoning space program, launching rockets daily from the Isle of Turkey, has sent transmissions of classic Nootball games into the great unknown. Maybe there's a planet out there with lots of sports and even lots of continents, all spread out. And maybe one day, Earth can teach them the singular pleasures of Nootball. Milwaukee Bucks unicorn, Giannis Antetokounmpo. Fast facts. The Greek freak led the Bucks to their first NBA title in 50 years last season, closing out the Suns with a 50-point, 14-rebound performance in Game 6 of the Finals. In the regular season, he was named first-team All-NBA for the third year in a row, and he finished fourth in MVP voting after winning the award the previous two seasons. Then we have Paige Becker. of the Yukon Huskies. Fast facts. Becker's won four major player of the year awards last season, becoming the first freshman to win each of them. She set a UConn single game record for assists and became the first player in the history of the Story program with three straight 30-point games, the last of which came in an upset of number one South Carolina. In that game, Becker scored UConn's final 13 points. The SI Kids Treehouse number 11, illustrated by Brett Parson. So we see a football game here. Oof! Kip, go deep! My socks are so wet. Small ball. Playing in the snow. And next, out of bounds. Whee! Blows the whistle. How can you tell? Of course you'd say that now that our offense is finally clicking. No way. Good point. I'm calling it. Buzz, let's go inside. I have an idea. To be continued. So, they're inside. Whew. Now, back this was my office. I made some upgrades, naturally. They're all inside. This gadget has a long, boring, science-y name, but I call it the Human Toaster. Now, football players are all nice and toasty. Unless you've got a bigger version of this bug zapper that can clear the snow off the field, we've got the same problem. If you'll excuse the pun, I was just getting warmed up. Whew, game on, Zwizzap! Back to playing again. Hoo-hoo. Continuing. Goosey goes the pass. You were right all along. Sometimes I need to be cut down to size. 2 minute warning. Score 14-6. So how's your office look from down here? Does anyone else hear drums? Clump, 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 clump. Ah, the big dog. Ah, let's get out of here. To be continued. 2021 Sports Kid of the Year. Cutting edge, a dazzling dribbler, a spectacular speller, and a scintillating scholar, Zayla Avant-Garde can do it all. When his daughter Zayla was around 3 years old, Jawara Spacetime changed her last name to Avant-Garde. The term is used to describe art that is innovative or cutting edge. Jawara chose it to honor the late saxophonist John Coltrane, a popular musician in the 1950s and 60s, who embraced avant-garde jazz, much to the dismay of many of his fans and critics. There was some pretty big backlash to what he was doing, Jawara says. Critics said, it's just noise, but he loved that music. For my kids, I wanted them to be able to persevere and do what they love. Live your life to the fullest and be passionate about whatever you're doing. Now 14, Zayla has certainly embraced a wide range of passions, such as spelling. She won the Scripps National Spelling Bee this summer. And basketball. She has set multiple world records for dribbling and is an elite-level player. And reading. She's devoured more than 1,000 books. She can also ride a unicycle and juggle at the same time. For her excellence in competition and her devotion to learning, Zayla Avant-Garde is the 2021 Sports Kid of the Year. Double duty. Zayla won the spelling bee in July, but now she's putting her focus back on basketball. There are no stories behind the words that make them super fun. Success. S-U-C-C-E-S-S. For many kids, being quizzed on spelling can inspire fear and dread. But Zayla doesn't see spelling as an exercise in memorization. She sees it as a celebration of words. Words are fun, she says. There are stories behind these words that make them super fun. It takes a lot of work to be successful, but it's really fun work. Zayla has been competing since only 2019, but she had been learning about words far, far longer. I'd be reading a book and be like, what's this word, she says. So I'd go to look it up in the dictionary. And you know how they have that link that leads you to the next word? Yeah, that was my downfall. Suddenly a quick run to the dictionary for a minute turns into diving through whole histories of countries. Her dictionary sessions often lasted for several hours, but they offered her a chance to learn about things that fascinated her. I'm really into mythology and knowing other cultures, Ayla says. When I see these words from Greek mythology or Indian mythology or Hindu mythology, I got to know the stories behind them. Those are my favorite words to spell and think about, words from mythology. Eventually, her father saw the spelling bee on television and decided it would be something she might be good at. Just 2 months after she started, she had advanced to the nationals of the 2019 Scripps Bee. Originally, her mom, Alma Hurd, and her dad thought they would be able to teach her, but they realized that for her to get over the hump from great to elite, she was going to need an outside coach. Zayla began working with Cole Schaefer-Ray, a former national runner-up in 2020. The COVID-19 pandemic forced the cancellation of last year's Bee, but this year's was held in Orlando. She outlasted 10 other finalists, winning on the word Mara, which is a type of tropical tree. Be like Zaya. Pop quiz. Can you properly spell the missing sports words without looking them up for or peeking at this issue's poster? Bucks unicorn Giannis Antetokounmpo. Olympic scaler. NFL team Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Duke coach Mike Krzyzewski. NFL team Cincinnati Bengals, and former Heat legend Dwayne Wade. And the Olympic skater is Michaela Schifrin. How'd you do? Did you guess them? Good job. Her victory was historic. She became the first African-American contestant to win. There was one other black winner in the past, Jody Ann Mackerel of Jamaica, who won in 1998. It's kind of bittersweet for me, Zayla says. I'm super happy to be the first African-American girl to win, but also it's like, this should not be happening. I should not be the only one doing it. After her victory, she received congratulatory tweets from First Lady Jill Biden and former President Barack Obama, and got a shout-out from LeBron James, who called her a queen. Not bad for something she considers a hobby. Yes, a hobby. Spelling is just like a side thing I do, Zayla says. My main thing is basketball. Handling with care. Zayla started playing hoops when she was 5, and like everything else she does, she dove in headfirst, doing drills for hours at a time. She would practice her ball handling by dribbling 3 balls at once, often while listening to an audiobook. Gradually, she started adding balls. For her 8th birthday, she received a copy of Guinness World Records, which inspired her to get her name in the book, which she did repeatedly. She broke the mark for most bounce juggles with both 3 and 4 balls in a minute, as well as most bounces with 4 balls in 30 seconds. She tied the record for most balls dribbled simultaneously with 6. Zayla, a 9th grader who is homeschooled, is not just a novelty artist, though. The drills have helped make her quite a threat as a point guard. I love to pass and give assists because I love to get my other teammates involved and just make them happy and make their days go better, she says before adding, and I also like to score. Don't mess with me because if you make me angry, I'm definitely scoring on you the next time down. Since she's pretty much mastered dribbling on the court, Zayla recently added another challenge, dribbling while riding a unicycle. It was her dad's idea, which he came up with after seeing the popular NBA halftime act, Red Panda. A basic understanding of physics made me very wary about how in the world I was about to ride a one-wheel bike. But I learned it, Zayla says. I mean, the walls and I were best friends because I did not fully trust myself on that thing, but eventually I got it. A clip of her performing on a unicycle can be viewed on Instagram, where her handle is Basketball Assart. It's an appropriate name. She doesn't consider her dribbling to be a gimmick, but rather an expression of what's possible on the court. Basketball, at least for me, is not play just to score or something like that, she says. Of course, you want to score in a basketball game, but you also want to do art. And my four dribbling and five ball dribbling is art. LeBron wasn't the only basketball player to notice Zayla after she won. She was a guest of two WNBA teams, the Sparks and the Wings, at games. While she hopes to one day share a court with some of the players she met, she knows that a basketball career isn't guaranteed. Suffice to say, she has plenty of other interests. After winning the Bees, she was invited to tour the Johnson Space Center in Houston, where she got to meet astronauts and land a space simulator. NASA is one of the many places she could see herself working. I'd like to figure out how to help humans and other animals, of course, go and kind of do the Star Wars thing without all the monsters and Darth Vader, she says. Help settle other planets, doing lunar habitats and stuff. I feel like we are all animals on Earth. It's an expanding species, so I feel like the natural next place to expand to is off on Earth. It would be a fitting occupation for a kid who at 14 is already out of this world. Let's find out a little more about Zayla. Here on page 40, Passing Fancy, Zayla likes racking up assists, which she did playing in her junior high for Bell Chess Academy. Zayla's favorite things, her favorite food, Ethiopian cuisine, strawberry ice cream, cartoon, Futurama, sport other than basketball, gymnastics, athletes, James Harden, Simone Biles, actors, Keegan-Michael Kay, and Jordan Peele. Trophy emoji, music artist, Whitney Houston, and subject in school, history. Good luck to you, Zayla. Quiz the season. Another exciting year of sports has come and gone. Did you miss anything? Find out by taking our 2021 news test. Grab a pencil. We try to keep you abreast of happenings here at SI Kids, but there's only so much we can cover in such each issue. So test your grasp on current events. We made this quiz. Hint, some of the photos are misdirections. No Googling. All right, number one. Tom Brady won his seventh ring in February, giving him more Super Bowl wins than how many NFL teams? 5? 12? 24? All of them? All right. Number two. During his Baseball Hall of Fame induction ceremony, Larry Walker wore a pin on his suit lapel depicting what? Was it the bat signal, the Expos logo, SpongeBob SquarePants, or a slice of pizza? Number three. Around 150,000 fans watched Giannis Antetokounmpo do what on Instagram live the day after winning the NBA championship? Was it A, order 50 chicken nuggets, B, ride in a hot air balloon, C, wrestle an alligator, or D, prepare his taxes? Number four. The tiny country of San Marino, population 34,000, won its first three gold medals in Tokyo. San Marino is bordered on all sides by which much larger nation? What's Italy, France, Switzerland, or Texas? And number five, Cleveland's baseball team announced they were changing their name, team name to what? The Parliamentarians, the Guardians, the Grammarians, the Disciplinarians. And number six, which of the following provisions was not in the contract jokingly offered to Lionel Messi by Brazil's Bisport Club, a team best known for its world-wrecking losing streak? All right, let's see how you did. To answer the first one, Tom Brady won his seventh ring in February, giving him more Super Bowl wins than A, 5 Super Bowl teams. During his Baseball Hall of Fame induction ceremony, Larry Walker wore a pin on his suit lapel depicting what? That would be SpongeBob SquarePants. Number three, around 150,000 fans watched Giannis Antetokounmpo do what on Instagram live the day after winning the NBA championship? Order 50 chicken nuggets. Number 4. The tiny country of San Marino, population 34,000, won its first three Olympic medals in Tokyo. San Marino is bordered on all sides by which larger nation? That would be Italy. And number 5, Cleveland's baseball team announced they were changing their team name to, that's right, B, the Guardians. And 6, which of the following provisions was not in the contract jokingly offered to Lionel Messi by Brazil's Bisport Club, a team best known for its world record losing seasons? And that would be, must play for Brazil in the World Cup. How'd you do? You ready for 6 more? Here we go. Mets infielder Javier Baez and Francisco Lindor generated controversy after doing what celebration? Do 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 do. That would be D, giving fans the thumbs down. Titans running back Derrick Henry became the 8th player to reach what single season milestone last season? Do 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 do. That would be B, 2,000 rushing yards. The Memphis Zoo named one of their animals what after Grizzly star Ja Morant? Do 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 do. Ja Raff, the giraffe. Letter B. 10. Madden increased Ravens kicker Justin Tucker's rating to 99 OVR after he did what? Boop, 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 boop. That's right. That was A. Hit a 66-yard walk-off field goal. And 11. While facing each other in the playoffs, the Canadiens and Golden Knights got to a Twitter feud over the allegiance of what Quebec-born celebrity who performed in Las Vegas? Da-da-da-da-da-da-da. That would be letter B, Celine Dion. And last one, number 12 for today. In June at the French Open, Rafael Nadal advanced to the fourth round of a Grand Slam for the 50th time, cementing his legacy as the King of what? 12, King of Clay. Well, we've run out of time for today's episode of Sports Illustrated for Kids. Be sure to listen next time. We hope you've enjoyed it. I'm John Ivey, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Sports Illustrated for Kids is available as a podcast at our website, ncreadingservice.org. If you have any comments or questions, please call 919-832-5138. That number again, 919-832-5138. Thank you for listening to the North Carolina Reading Service.